provincial election underway, and of course the leaders are traveling all over the province and stumping and making policy announcements. What I found kind of interesting and of local interest for sure was Wild Rose leader Brian Jean, who went to the Kananaskis Golf Course and talked about an idea to sell the course, to end some of the deals that were made in the past. To be honest, the Kananaskis Golf Course, I mean, you know, since its inception, it's been a bit of a political hotcake. It was definitely politically motivated when it was created. And, you know, maybe since then and since the flood, there have been some deals that haven't been entirely on the level. That's fine. But to say we're going to sell it off and see you later spits in the face, I think, of some of the economic realities of that course in the local area here.
It's easy to call it a boondoggle and say you're going to get rid of it, but there are a lot of complex factors to this issue, including the fact that that is a community. Mm-hmm. And that community depends on that golf course, and it is part of our overall tourism economy here in the Bow Valley. There's a lot of sides of this debate. One, do we have enough golf courses? Should that land be returned for conservation? If it's just about proving that the PCs did a bad job, you know, it's politically motivated. How about we do what's right for that area and that land and the provincial park?
You know, I can see why he did it, obviously. The backroom deals of the Tories and past transgressions, I mean, that's red meat to the Wild Rose base. You know, we're forgetting the fact that this golf course employs 175 people supplying the Kananaskis Village and the hotels there with the industry. I mean, this is our economy here. I don't know if it's going to play as well here as it might in, say, some of the rest of the province.
And here there's also that conservation side of whether or not you pour millions of dollars into a flood-damaged golf course, knowing that another flood in the future is possible.
He's talking about selling this golf course. Who would buy a flood-damaged golf course?
For sale, yeah, real exactly. Cheap. My knee-jerk reaction is, I'm really sorry, but you're not going to sell off a giant chunk of our provincial park. It's not about the government owning a golf course. It's about who runs it and how that's decided. And I think all of this comes down to some questionable terms of a contract. And contract is a legally binding document. Wild Rose can say whatever they want. If they're elected, legally, they have to do what is determined by conditions of that contract for canceling it. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they're going to have to pay some money out to get out of that contract.
Yeah,
so
no,
we're just throwing more money after other money that we don't know where it's gone. And it is a boondoggle. But the only way I think this is going to be cleared is if that contract is made public. Mm-hmm. Taxpayers deserve to know what are the conditions that company has for operating that golf course. What are the conditions for the flood remediation if that goes forward? Has anyone considered maybe just doing 18 holes? Having the size of it, not using the most damaged parts from the flood. It just seems that a lot of the conversations are happening without talking to our communities or getting input from the citizens.
Like you were mentioning, it's a very complex issue. There's a lot of factors to go in here. I just think for the employees of the golf course, the people that rely on that golf course to benefit economically, for Brian Jean to actually stump at that golf course and make an announcement there, it's kind of like kicking a man while he's down.